You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day. That's all I ask for is 15 minutes. Let's see what the Lord can do in 15 minutes, because I know the secret and I share it with you. And that is that God speaks in His Word, speaks through His Word. God is always broadcasting. And that's why I've named this program what I have, WGOD Radio. We tune into God's frequency and hear what He has to say each and every day. And that's what we do. Now, today and Tuesday and Wednesday, you're going to hear a sermon I preached about 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Skin for Skin. Now, perhaps many of you know that figure of speech. That's a quote actually from the devil that he said to God back in the book of Job, chapter 2, verse 4, when Satan said to God, he said, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. And this is what the devil thinks of you and I until we prove him wrong. This is a look, this study, this sermon is a look at how Satan attempts to keep you and I in our comfort zones and not to rise up to make a difference, not rise up and be heard. It's a look at how he's tried his plan on others. We're going to go back to Nehemiah when he was rebuilding the wall. We're going to look at the Lord Jesus, how Peter tried to keep him in his comfort zone. So let me ask the question, has the Lord called you to get up and to do something? Is He calling you out of the boat today? I pray that the Lord will minister to you through this message as we examine that question here today. What is the Lord calling you to do? So enjoy this message here today. Now, this, again, is going to play here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. Enjoy the message now, skin for skin.
What is God calling you to do? That could be a good title for this. What is God calling you to do? Probably the greatest revelation the Spirit of God has ever given me, other than the reality of Jesus Christ and my salvation, would be this. Satan appeals to my comfort zone. Satan, now let me put this in the second person. Satan appeals to your comfort zone. I actually had no idea. This was a new concept to me. I thought he just hid behind a tree waiting for you to walk by so he can go, blah! Right? With a pitchfork and the horns and the tail and all that jazz. So what do you mean Satan appeals to my comfort zone? This is the subject of today's message. Let me say it again. One of the greatest deceptions of the enemy is to appeal to your level of comfort, your comfort zone. Now let's eavesdrop in on a conversation between God and Satan. If you would please turn to Job chapter 2. It's on the handout as well if you want to follow it on there. Job chapter 2. Now again, there was a day when the sons of God, now the sons of God are angels. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? And still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause." So Satan answered the Lord and said, all right, stop right there. The next statement is vitally important for you to understand the methods and the thought process of your mortal enemy. So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yes, or yea, all that a man has, he will give for his life. Once again, we're going to see that fact play out here this morning. This is Satan's opinion of you. All that a man has, he will give for his life. Now, you've seen this fulfilled in the Liberian who had Ebola. Touching dead bodies. Knew either he was infected or he very well was susceptible to being infected. Flies on an airplane with 200 or 300 people, touches men, women, and children, and they say, "Have you ever come in contact with anyone with Ebola?" And he says, "No." That is what Satan means. Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. A person will do anything to save their own hide. That's what Satan thinks of you until you prove him different. That's his opinion of you. Now, right along with this verse in Job, turn with me now, New Testament, we're done with Job. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Here's what it says. It says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the stratagems," I've translated that word in my Bible translation, "the stratagems of the devil." Greek word, methodia. King James and New King James has wiles. Now, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word wiles? Huh? Wile E. Coyote. Super genius. Right? Wile E. Coyote. If you can remember, old Wiley was relentless in his schemes. Think of the Acme, right? Acme bat wings, Acme earthquake pills. Don't you remember Wile E. Coyote? Wiles, relentless in his pursuit of the roadrunner, is Satan's pursuit of you. Again, Paul says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the stratagems, methods, wiles of the devil." And what are his methods? To appeal to your comfort zone and whisper in your ear, to take it easy. Not to do anything rash. You might get hurt or you might get killed. Psst, relax. Turn with me, please. Old Testament, book of Nehemiah, chapter 6. Now, Nehemiah, right after Ezra, right after 1st and 2nd Chronicles, then Ezra, then Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 6. Now let me set the table here. Now God had put it in the heart of Nehemiah to rebuild the city wall of Jerusalem. Now, there were many obstacles along the way. Nehemiah had set his face like flint to finish the task that the Lord had given him. And things were taking place left and right to try to distract Nehemiah from completing his task. Okay, is everyone there? Nehemiah chapter 6, starting in verse 10. Now afterwards, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was a secret informer. And he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let us close the doors of the temple, because they're coming to kill you. Indeed, at night they will come to kill you." Skin for skin, right? And I said, "Should such a man as I flee? And who is there such as I who would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." Then it says this, "Then I perceived." You see, revelation comes after determination. Revelation knowledge comes after determination to do the right thing. I'm not going to go into the temple. Why should I do that to save my life? I will not go in! Exclamation point. Then it says, "Then I perceived that God had not sent him at all." But he pronounced this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Revelation knowledge never comes before determination. It's always and only afterwards. Verse 14, "My God, remember Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets who would have made me afraid." Now Satan, through these two people, worked his M.O., appealing to Nehemiah's comfort zone and planting seeds of doubt and planting worries of death and misfortune and seeds of fear. And this is how he works. He's not hiding behind a tree, ready to jump out at any given moment. And yet, remember what the Apostle Paul tells us. He said, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Really, the Greek word there is not phobu. The word is a spirit of cowardice or timidity, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Not a scared mind, not a fearful mind, but a sound mind. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. And that's what the devil believes about you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.